Hello, welcome to the Online Money Machine Show. I'm Ted Cantu, and we're going to talk about how to prospect, how to look for people online, and how to become authentic, and also how to really connect that authenticity to the people that want to hear from you and buy your stuff. And that's the kind of stuff that we talk about here online on the Online Money Machine Show. And if it's your first time, welcome. I'm an ex-art director from Chicago and New York City. I've got about 15 plus years in experience with working with online media, interactive, what they call interactive. It's actually so many more things than just interactive. It's social media, press releases, and really just smart marketing. And it's an art form that you have to really become well versed in if you want to survive in today's economy. Things are changing so quick and fast, and so it doesn't matter if you come from that type of background, where the old school background, or if you're just now figuring out how to maneuver yourself around online. This podcast talks to all levels. And we just talk frankly about different subjects, so welcome. So anyway, that's the intro, unscripted intro. I want to talk today about web traffic, and so our little web traffic talk. And we're looking at bots versus paid traffic, and I'm looking for the real deal. And a lot of your traffic that you're buying these days are actually generated from proxies. And I was unaware of this until I got an email just a few days ago. And I was very surprised to see that was the case. And some of these programs, not all of them, but I'm hearing that some of the web traffic that you're purchasing from different services are actually generated through some sort of a script that makes it look like you're getting real visitors to your site, which would explain quite a few things on the analytics end of things. Very short bounce rates. People aren't staying very long. They're obviously not reading your stuff. And they're coming on and jumping off very, very quickly. And I got to really wonder if that's authentic, if that's real. I'm thinking it's probably not. And I test and measure everything, and just from experience. So this stuff becomes very, very important to me. There's quite a few different programs that are listed as spam programs. Go to WebPro News to find that out. I believe it's called WebProNews.com. You can sign up for their free newsletter. And there's a whole list of web traffic programs that you should not be buying from. And while I'm on that subject, I do want to touch on some negative things that did happen recently, where I purchased some web traffic, and I was really surprised to find out that I could not see the hit counter. What kind of traffic I was getting. In other words, the traffic that they were sending to my website wasn't even reaching my Google Analytics. It was reaching some sort of a hidden network that this company had built that I didn't have access to. So they set up this little, I'm not just singling these guys out. There's a lot of companies that work this way now. They had their own little analytic board, their own control panel, and they were actually showing me what was coming to my site. And according to their network, but I could not dig into the numbers. I'm surprised a lot of automotive companies do this, for example. A lot of the guys that run automotive sites for dealerships, you see this a lot in real estate too, and insurance. And it's very, very depressing to see that, because you don't know. Yeah, I mean, it could be just a random number. And I feel particularly bad for those types of companies that have to just trust that the company that they choose is really doing them any kind of assistance. And a lot of times it's their co-op dollars that are getting sucked into something like that. It's a very much of a bogus operation. So anyway, it's very, very depressing, but it does happen. Software programs they tend to go out of style in about 9 months. 9 months to maybe a year. Then they'll come back out with another version, and they're expensive, and I stay away from these things because I never know how authentic they are. And what I'm hearing is that these types of programs are not good, and the traffic isn't very good. It's not authentic traffic. So you start to ask yourself, what is real? What becomes real? Google actually has they've revamped their whole Blogger blog system, which is a really great tool to use. and you can actually see how many people read your blog posts per blog post. Now, the numbers might be small. That's fine. If your network of people is small, obviously it's going to be small, and you want to build that up over time. But it is interesting that after a few posts, you'll actually see your blogger blog actually have a number of people that actually read it. And those are real people. Those aren't bots. So that's kind of nice. So just make sure you're uploading quality stuff whenever you load things up on there. And these are some real people that'll actually read it. Those posts will actually rank too, like within an hour, which is really, really nice. You'll actually see your posts rank sometimes as little as 10 minutes. That did happen to us a couple weeks ago. We were really surprised about that. So those are things that do happen. Facebook is really kind of cool too, because those pages are unlimited. You can make as many as you want. So do pay attention to how you label them and what you create on them, because they can rank very, very quickly, and you can create a network of people very, very quickly. That is important to work, you know, within that spectrum. So those are some of the things about web traffic that are popping up recently. Now, I tend to find that, as I mentioned, I do have a lack of trust when it comes to software programs. I'm not a big fan of them. I've used them in the past. I'm still not sure what I make of a lot of them. Web traffic seems to be very, very low in a lot of cases. And they're just not, you got to keep feeding the machine. But I really got to wonder sometimes if these are real people who are reading my stuff. So I've been very, very obsessive over that, as you know, over the last few years, but even more so now, just because there's so many different companies that are competing for your attention that are basically selling the same thing over again. And our numbers, the numbers that I have found, always kind of work out like this. You can usually get between 20 to 40 people a day coming to your site, and that's with no promotion whatsoever. And that's not good. That is not good. But you can actually get that many people that come to your site. If you are connected, if you do have some connections in any kind of industry that you're in, you can expect about 1,000 people a day coming to your site as a business. So it pays to network. And these are people that need to come on your site for certain bits of information and to keep their, you know, to keep their themselves in the loop for whatever you're doing. And a great business model for that, I'm just going to throw it out there, is a wholesale business that deals with retail stores would be a really great connection to have, and you can have product information on there. That's just one example. So think of like a mothership and then a surrounding base of sites, if you will, that are reliant on, you know, on the main attraction. And if you're looking between 1,000 hits a day, and those are real people. So think in the terms of relationships, as opposed to being, you know, you have to be number one on the search engines, which is important. But if you think more about relationships and connections, it's much more effective. And I think you're going to have a lot more reaction from your business. There are people right now that are doing like $30,000 a week in online promotions. And a lot of that is due to relationship building, you know, really, really solid relationship building. And we don't have too many of those guys in Michigan, I can tell you that. But we do have some of my colleagues are doing very, very well. And it's because they're very, very connected. So, again, you don't have to be number one always. But we do, you know, as a safety precaution, we'd like to play cross-platform, Yahoo, Google, and Bing. We want the whole trifecta. We want to actually be out there in front of all those people. So it does pay to have your own connections, and so you want to connect and work it, but you also want to be authentic about what you do and to really, you know, be somebody who's accountable. There's too many gurus right now in this economy. There's spiritual gurus, financial gurus, you name it, weight loss gurus, and there's a lot of people trying to be like everyone else, you know, and there's a homogenization of people, which I have a problem with. We never really seemed to really have this before, all this online business. There were originals, and long before the internet, yes, there was a time when we were all unconnected. there was a lot more authenticity with people, and I think that was, I do kind of miss that that uniqueness. And I even talk about that on artistic terms. It was very unique, and it was a very interesting time to be alive. I don't want to get all nostalgic about the 80s, but that's really what it was like. And today, it's more like we just can't wait to be more of the same, more of each other, which is really annoying and irritating. So I want you to fight for authenticity. I want you to fight for your own voice when you go online. That is what's going to distinguish you as being different from other people, and that is really important. There's too many networking groups right now, and especially in Metro Detroit, which I find very repulsive and very unappealing. There's a movement in Detroit where they want to actually get into your churches and sell their marketing stuff. And quite frankly, Jesus had a problem with that, right? So I don't think it was a good idea. But unfortunately, you get a lot of that kind of stuff living here. I just find it very, very frustrating. And I just don't like it. So anyway, that's what I have to say about it. So cultivating your own market share can get very, very expensive. And you want to be careful about that. I don't know what you want to look at as far as how much you want to pay for web traffic, how much you want to pay for CPV, or any kind of science that retains people, such as like tracking bugs and tracking code, building sites, buying more domains, getting more market share, building your list up. It's very interesting, and these are things you have to really, really think about. The reason why I don't like MLMs and multi-level marketing systems and affiliate marketing is much the same way. It's too simplistic and it's one size fits all, and it's it just doesn't work. So I'd much rather get very, very scientific and find out who it is I'm selling to. I can't stress this enough. Identifying your price point, and you got to find out what your price point is. And when you start looking at people, success leaves clues, they say. But so does failure. And if you look at Royal Oak, it's a really, really interesting thing that's happening right now. Because Royal Oak is one of those places that was supposed to be like a comeback city, and it's supposed to be really, really, really great and upscale. And you hear all these great stories, but where are the people, you know? Here we go with the rent. You know, it's $3,000 a month for rent in Royal Oak. And the upside is that you get to live by all these different empty buildings, which makes no sense to me. So $3,000 a month, you're spending about $36,000 a rent just alone. That's a salary. And then the average living expense to live in Royal Oak is $52,000 a year, which is going to basically cover your gas and food. So you're working class poor right from the get-go. Because there's no industry down there, really, and there's no retail to speak of beyond a couple streets, and it's really residential and it's really poor, and gas prices are expensive, and there's no jobs, so it doesn't make any sense to me to go out there and really sell some high price item. We do have luxury markets though in this place, but in some areas it just doesn't add up to sell any of that kind of thing. Birmingham's a great place. West Bloomfield, you know, those are great places for certain industries and service-based industries. And those are the types of things you look at. If you really want to see this thing in action, John Taffer from Bar Rescue does a really great job of analyzing an area, pinpointing it, and getting his audience out and actually squeezing the dimes and nickels out of people's pockets and making places successful. It's because he does his own homework. He can actually find out who's spending and who's not. You know, years ago when I was in D.C., I saw U2 back in 84, 85. I think it was 85. And Bono got on stage and he says, anybody can be a rock and roll star. You know, come on up and you can play guitar with us. And that was the whole gimmick. And he got some kid on stage and put a guitar on him in front of all those people, like 50,000 people. And of course, the kid couldn't play three notes. And he actually sent him back in the audience. So not everybody can be a rock and roll star. They did finally find some kid that could play along with the band, but it was like the third or fourth kid they pulled up, and it was just humiliating. So not everyone's cut out for this marketing business. But the point is to really start to look at your things scientifically. Whatever it is, that one thing that you're selling, whether it be if you're a dentist, you're selling Invisalign. Who's your client? Is there an insurance program? Who's your client? Weight loss, surgery, who can afford it? Are they have insurance? Can they afford it? Are you selling, luxury items for the home? Art, for example. If you can't put food on a table, who cares what you put on your walls? You know, seriously. Disposable income. And when you're paying $36,000 a year and just for rent, there's not much money there for disposable income. You know, you'll be eating like a student, trust me. And if you got a family, you're worse off than ever. So those are the types of things that I look at when I look into how to pinpoint an audience. And those are really, really important. Really quick, what's going on in the online world? What should you be made aware of? How do you connect to these cash-spending people? Where do you find this web traffic that makes sense? Well, friends, listen, Facebook has Open Graph, which is basically their own search engine. So in all your posts that you do, think hashtags, much like Twitter. And you can actually do things like drop hashtags in all your posts. These become actually searchable within an hour. People can actually find your material, which is great if you're selling a product, if you're selling a service, if you want to talk about a restaurant review or a film review, or if you want to talk about a brand new line of clothes that you're selling, think hashtags. And Twitter uses them, Google Plus uses them, and LinkedIn actually uses them as well. And you can actually create some really fantastic cross-platform search engine marketing. And when it comes to dispensing coupons and using user-friendly material on the web, that's the way you want to go. And those things are becoming very, very important. Facebook is becoming, it's hit or miss in the headlines. Some people don't like it. Some people are leaving. But there's other search engine, social media markets out there, especially in Brazil and China. You can read all about that online. There's a thing, WebPro News, you should be getting. And also keeping up with the New York Times as well. And also really keeping track of where people are actually going online and where they're getting their news from. News sites are they're a $1 billion business, and they're great for web traffic. So think news if you're going to create sites. And that's what people really want. They want quick and fast information. And not necessarily to buy a product or to buy your services. They just want news. So hope that helps a little bit. My name is Ted Cantu. I'm an ex-art director from Chicago and New York. My phone number is 248-631-9211. That's 248-631-9211. And you can find me at tedcantu.com. And you can also write me direct at tedcantu@gmail.com. And I am out of here for now. And I want to thank you for joining me. And I will see you next time. I will see you online.